Okay, hello everyone. It's the afternoon of the 2nd of December. We're running a little behind today. I took my family out for breakfast this morning and it threw us way off on our schedule. So we're doing this morning's work this afternoon on Friday afternoon. Mark and I are going to be going through the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. It's a relatively short chapter, but there's a lot in it, in this 12 verses. It starts out saying, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of Thessalonians and God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. So there were three people involved in ministering to the church at Thessalonica, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. He says, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Well, that's quite a statement about what was going on at the church at Thessalonica. So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of your righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. You know, that's quite a statement there. Paul says it's a righteous thing of God to recompense tribulation to those that trouble us. So if you're being troubled by certain people, according to Paul, it's a righteous thing for God to bring tribulation down on their head if they're troubling one of God's elect. And he says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of these days, God is going to take vengeance upon his enemies. And it says that he who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. That's quite a sentence. And it says, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the works of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see a very strong distinction made between God's elect there and those who are his enemies? I think it's a very poignant distinction made. And he's not preaching a universal gospel here at all. He's preaching particular redemption for those who have been given an effectual calling by Christ. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him finish this. And as he's reading this, think about the distinction between those who are enemies of the cross and those who are glorying in the cross of Christ.
Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus and the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, for bound to God always for you. Brethren, as meet, because that your faith grown exceedingly. Charity every one of you all toward each other boundeth. So with ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience, faith, and all your persecution and tribulations that ye endure. So manifest token the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. See is a righteous thing which God a recompense tribulation and to trouble you. The who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Flaming tail, top fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and they obey the of our Lord Jesus Christ. shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and the glory of his power shall come to be glorified in his saints, and be admired all that believe, because our testimony among you believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, the work of faith and power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days we're going to have a great grand celebration when all this is brought to a conclusion. May the good Lord be with you. God bless.